You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The central government will seek to contain its already elevated gross market borrowing in the next fiscal at a lower level of gross domestic product than in FY23, as it intends to gradually reduce its elevated debt as well as interest burden, an official source told EFI. The source said that a precise estimate of the borrowing through dated securities in absolute terms will be firmed up once the revenue and expenditure projections for FY24 are finalized. But as a percentage of GDP, it will be lower next fiscal than in FY23, that's the idea. The budget for FY24 will be presented on February 1, 2023. Given that the government aims to contain fiscal deficit at 4.5% of GDP by FY26 from the targeted 6.4% in FY23, its borrowing requirement is unlikely to shoot up. Keeping the borrowing limit at a reasonable level by the centre would ease pressure on bond yields and also prevent a crowding out of state governments as well as private firms in the bond market and help them raise funds at decent rates, especially in a rising interest rate scenario, according to analysts. Meanwhile, to fast-track the closure of identified subsidiaries of central public sector enterprises, the centre has issued new timelines for the disposal of assets and retrenchment of employees not opting for voluntary retirement scheme to achieve closure of such units in less than 9 months after getting nod from competent authority. The new guidelines follow the government decision in May to give more powers to boards of parent CPSEs to close their subsidiaries by taking in principle nod from a group of ministers instead of the cabinet. Currently, the boards do not have powers for disinvestment, closure of their subsidiaries or units, or stake in JVs. Therefore, approval of the cabinet CCEA was needed by holding parent CPSEs for the closure of their downstream companies, irrespective of the size of operations, capital deployed of such subsidiaries, etc. According to the guidelines issued by the Department of Public Enterprises from the date the Department of Investment and Public Asset Management gets the nod from the AM for the closure of a unit, preparation of the draft closure note for the subsidiary and its approval by the parent CPSE board has to be completed in 5 months. Moving on, the centre is likely to offer a large capex loan to the state governments in FY24 as well. The facility will be similar to the 50 years rupees 1 trillion soft loan extended to them in FY23 to help them bolster their capital expenditure, official sources said, adding that the loan size could be even higher this time around. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will discuss the contours of the loan with the state finance ministers during her customary pre-budget meeting with them on November 25th here, the sources added. The special capex support scheme for states began in budget FY21 with a rupees 12,000 crore facility in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. While the loan size was rupees 15,000 crore in FY22, it was enlarged to rupees 1 trillion in budget FY23. On to banking, senior citizens can now get up to a 9% interest rate on fixed deposits with Unity Small Finance Bank. Taking advantage of the high interest rate regime and the success of its recently launched Shagun special fixed deposit interest rates, Unity Small Finance Bank today has further increased its interest rates offered on fixed deposits. Unity Bank is now offering senior citizens an attractive rate of 9% per annum on fixed deposits invested for tenures of 181 and 501 days respectively. For other retail investors, Unity Bank is offering 8.50% interest for 181 and 501 days. This is the second time the Unity Bank has revised its FD interest rate in November, enabling customers to earn a higher rate of return. Unity Bank has also increased its interest rates on callable and non-callable bulk deposits. Callable bulk deposits offer up to 8% interest per annum, whereas non-callable bulk deposits offer up to 8.10% interest per annum. And lastly, technology. WhatsApp is rolling out a new feature named WhatsApp Polls. This new feature has been made specifically for group conversations on both iOS and Android app platforms. Interestingly, these polls features can be added for both group conversations as well as individual chats. The new WhatsApp Polls feature comes alongside an additional feature called Communities. It will let users have separate groups under one umbrella group to manage group conversations. As the name suggests, the polls feature will let users create polls within the group, enabling them to conduct polling within chats. This is not the first time a messaging platform has come up with a polling feature. Popular apps like Facebook Messenger and Telegram also have this feature. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.